So I want to talk to you about where we go from here. Because we're going to be on our own. And I think you should prepare for a time when you don't have people like me or Tucker or anybody else talking to you every day. I hope to God that doesn't happen, but I don't think that's outside the realm of possibilities. I was talking to Vinny Penn today from WELI, and he said, I heard somebody talking about a speech you gave to the radio industry where you said that if Biden wins, the talk radio in particular is going to come under attack, and it is possibly going to be lost. And I said, did everybody think that was crazy? He said, no, everybody agreed with you except me. He said, we're more important now, more important than ever. And I said, you're exactly right. We are more important than ever before because we are becoming the last line of defense. That is why they will do everything they can to silence us. They will come after our sponsors like nobody's business. They will do everything they can to scare you and others away from us. And in the end, the FCC will just come up with something and it'll pass, especially if we lose the Senate. We are facing very difficult times. So here's what you need to do. Even in our state today, we are still the freest people on earth. If people could survive and freedom could win in Eastern Bloc countries when they had neighbors paid to spy on them, we can survive. And freedom will breathe free again in this country, should we lose it. But it's up to us. It's not up to anybody else. There's not going to be... They just took the Lone Ranger and they ran him out of town. So when that happens, it's the townsfolk that have to stand. And I tell you, I'm not sitting down. My sister wrote to me last night. She said, I'm afraid I won't have the courage that I need when the time comes. That's a good fear to have. Because those who say, I'm not afraid of it, you haven't met you. Let me quote Yoda. You will be. You haven't taken it seriously enough. You have to think the unthinkable. Because quite frankly, the world we're living in now, the America that we're living in today, I told you last summer, you're not going to recognize your country this summer. It's going to be a moonscape next summer compared to where we are now. It's going in the wrong direction. And if you're not mentally prepared for it, if you don't know the Constitution, if you don't know the Bill of Rights, if you don't know why they were put into place, you can't defend it. We need an enlightenment. We need a great awakening. But what we need also is a great awakening to those basic principles that have always made us America. So it can be articulated by every man, woman, and child who's standing for the Constitution. I want you to use Thanksgiving as a time to talk to your family. This is a turning point in our nation. Who will you be? How will the world remember this generation of Americans? As the ones who said it's too hard, or the ones that actually stood up and did the hard work? It takes 15 to 20% of us to change the world. Can we find 18% of America that has the balls to stand up for freedom? There's a great story in American greatness about Dave Morris. Dave Morris was fed up. As a gainfully employed television news reporter, aired a live segment outside of a small cafe to tell viewers that Morris was keeping his business open despite a government order to close it. The Michigan restaurant order confronted him. The Kalamazoo Health Department had issued a warning to Morris on December 1st for allowing indoor dining against the wishes of the great governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Bring me the broomstick. Anyway, he was instructed to shut down his business immediately or face a fine imposed by the government. The local journalist was on the scene. However, he was on the scene to tattle. Morris told the reporter, "Everyone needs to stand up. This isn't an order. This is tyranny. Wake up. Stand up. This is America. We're supposed to be free." The reporter later tweeted about his own bravery in the face of an angry business owner who kept interrupting him. Morris, who has owned DNR's Daily Grind Cafe for 12 years, says he lost $100,000 in business this year and is going broke. And he said, quote, "I can't go down quietly. I can go down quietly or I can go down making some noise so people understand what's going on. I choose to go down making noise." But this is America, year 2020. You don't have power anymore. Why? Because you won't stand. Because you're allowing bullies to bully you. And I'm not talking about you in particular. I'm talking about America. America has always... This is December 7th. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. December 7th, we declared war on tyranny. We declared war on Japan. And because we did that, Germany declared war on us. And so we went to war against fascism, communism, Nazism, authoritarianism, any of these isms. It started on December 7th. Your public school isn't good enough for your kids. But you can't afford anything else, shut up and take it. If you want your kids in a good school, you have to pay all kinds of property taxes to fund it. We pay more in funding of our schools than any other country in the history of the world, and yet they're failing our children. Shut up. You want to keep your business open so you can pay your bills, pay your employees? Shut up and take it. You want to go outside without a contaminated face cloth covering your mouth and your nose? Shut up. You want to gather the family together for your every year since you were born Christmas for dinner? Shut up. You want to have your vote count in the most consequential presidential election in modern history? Shut up. The politicians, the academics, the reporters, the experts that are now controlling every intimate aspect of our life, they're not totally to blame. There's fear. Fear over a virus that most Americans will find harmless. We've surrendered our basic rights to comply with the with quackery from Gavin Newsom. We're giving awards to Governor Cuomo. Neighbors are turning each other in. Families aren't talking to each other. Free enterprise is paralyzed. Criticism is in ICU. This is how authoritarian states begin. What's next? Your personhood paper in the form of a COVID-19 immunization report that shows you're in good standing with the state? It doesn't matter how many times the ruling class has misled us, intentionally, purposefully, unintentionally, no apology. They scream about the almighty data, and then they go out themselves without masks. They go themselves to restaurants. They violate their own rules. And yet we're called grandma killers. How many kids have to suffer? How many kids have to feel alone? How many kids have to go through depression? How many kids' lives have to be destroyed before we say enough? Enough of this. How many special needs students or low-income children that'll fall further and further behind? How many before we say enough? You didn't go to college because you couldn't afford it. Or you went to college and you've spent decades paying it off. And now you're working to pay for your children's college. And they just want to throw money at anybody who just was, they were not old enough to really understand the decision of taking out that much money. Really? At 18, at 20, you're not seasoned enough to go and borrow money. But at 8, you can choose your sex. Shut up. Shut up if you disagree. Stand up. This is happening because we don't stand up and stand together. They've kept us divided when most of us agree on common sense. They have made COVID political so they could keep us divided. None of us want grandma and grandpa to die. None of us. But 99% of the population is going to get through COVID. 99%. Let's protect those that are most vulnerable. That's the way the world has always done it. I want to read an email that I got over the weekend. And I want to read this to you. And I want you to know I understand what this individual is saying. And there is no hard feelings or anything toward this individual at all. I completely understand. Glenn, I just listened to Nancy Pelosi's press conference as to why the $900 billion bill is sufficient. The left is also already claiming Biden is responsible for the vaccine. I'm 100% agreement with you. I listen every day. I'm a Blaze subscriber. But as a loyal conservative, I feel I have to tell you this. I just canceled my Blaze subscription because I feel my business has already been targeted because of it. I'm not on social media. I only watch you on your app. I've requested for Google to update my company information in the past 6 months. I never receive a response. I'm going to lose business without Google. I have to utilize their listing. Now, let me just op-ed here. I don't think that's what's happening with Google, but he probably knows more than I do on his situation. I hate canceling my subscription because it's going to mean money taken away from the research that you do to be able to tell the truth. I'll continue to listen to you on the radio and I'll look for you on YouTube, but I just need to lay low. I feel we're defeated. I don't believe a broken system will bring justice. However, I am a conservative. I just have to be in camouflage right now. When the time comes for us to regain our country, I'm 150% all in. I'm angry all the time right now. It makes me furious to watch our country hijacked by socialists, real racists, and communists. When there's a call for action, I'll be there, and I'd be willing to lay my life down for my family. But I need to focus on God. I wanted you to know why I canceled my subscriptions. I'll still be listening to you on the radio. I'm not going to read his name because I don't want him to feel like I'm singling him out at all, because I completely understand what he's saying. The reason why I am reading this is because he's made a decision. Have you? I told you this last week. It's only going to get tougher from here. And you're either in or you're out. And I can understand, and I will never belittle anybody for either choice that they make. I understand it. But it's not going to be easier. And it, quite honestly, is the peril goes up. The minute you start to hide what you believe, the minute you start unplugging from that, and you're not actively pursuing those things, they begin to deteriorate. You will be forced to do more and more things that you disagree with. And because of that, you have a real danger of losing yourself. But I understand if that's the course you have to take. Everybody has to make their own decision. But I want to tell those who are in the fight and are willing to be open and have their name known, you're not alone. We are not defeated. We are only defeated when we allow fear to rule our world. I have to tell you, there are many days that I am afraid for our company. There are many days that I'm afraid for my job. There are many days that I'm afraid for my life. There are many days that I fear for my children. But I know what we're fighting is evil. It is bringing despair and destruction. It will bring poverty. It will bring, and already has brought, hopelessness. It is teaching our children that nothing is worth living for. It is teaching our children now that they're not worthy. It is teaching our children and our own friends that you're nothing unless you have an axe to grind. It's evil. And you cannot coexist with evil. It's either light or dark. And you cannot stand in the shadows. I believe that we are entering a very spiritually important time. And there's not going to be anybody that's going to be allowed to eat at the edges. You're going to either be forced to be in, or you're out. today's the day you need to make your decision. December 7th, a date that will live in infamy. Join us at blazetv.com/Glenn, promo code Glenn.